Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode. Blessings, everybody. Welcome to the Patty Valenzuela podcast. It always is such a joy and a great time to be with you guys and just come to you and share different topics that the Lord wants to share in the week. And so I want to talk to you today about the power of humility and the power of destroying pride. So I've got a great guest today. We're hosting today Felix, and he's one of our directors. He really helps us here at Ignite Build as well, and he helps us with youth ministry. You know, he's an awesome public speaker, and that's what you graduated in, as a matter of fact. And so you're excellent at public speaking. So I wanted to bring you along today, Felix, because I want to talk to our audience today about the power of destroying pride and defeating it, destroying it, and walking in a state of humility. And I'm going to read with you guys, or to you guys, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 and well, let's read 5. It says, young men, in the same way, be submissive to those who are older. All of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. And then in verse 6, it says, humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. And so there's several things that I see here, Felix, that we're just going to get going on this. I see that God tells us to clothe ourselves with humility. And what I think, why this topic is so important and why I hate the spirit of pride so badly is because we are all guilty of walking in pride. And pride blinds. We don't understand, or we don't know, or we can't really see the fact that we're walking in it. Humility is a choice, right? Pride is something that we choose to take on. And it says there, clothe yourselves. So, you know, think about that. Clothe yourselves with humility. So that's something that we have to put on. It's an attitude. It's a choice. I believe that pride is not something that you can just cast out one time and then it's going to the pit of hell and it's never going to return. Yeah. No. It says, clothe yourselves with humility. And the scripture right before it, it says, be careful, be on your guard, because the enemy roams around like a roaring lion looking for somebody to devour. So Satan's always on the lookout, always trying to devour us. And what is God trying to tell us is that we can be devoured because we're walking in pride. And then he says he gives grace to the humble, but he opposes the proud. Oh, there's so much to talk about right there. Probably have to do a part two. But I want you and I to sit here and talk about humility and pride. What are the consequences of pride? What happens when we walk in pride? How does it affect us? You know, what does humility look like? What does pride look like? And then we're not just humbling ourselves to just anybody. It says, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. So we're not just humbling ourselves to just anybody. Right. This is under the hand of God, which is under the Spirit of God. We choose that. That is a choice. That is an attitude. Humility has a specific attitude. So does pride. So Felix, I want you to jump in here and I want you to tell me about the spirit of pride.
Yeah, definitely. So what pride does is that it blocks you from accessing what God has for you.
Totally.
You know, pride is all about self, right? It's all about me, me, me. And that keeps you, because God wants us to be dependent on him. And so what pride does, it makes you independent from God. You want to do things, and you may do things that are for God, but you can have so much pride, right? Which is something that I know I've dealt with so much, where I've done things for God, but because I carried pride, it's almost like I was there, but God just wasn't with me. I did all his works, I did all the right things, and even the Bible says it, like, you've done all this for me, but you've never knew me.
Yeah.
And that's what pride is, where you think you know God, but really you're so far from him. And that's what I was dealing with, where I was so far from you, so far from people in the church, because I felt like I knew it all. I didn't need to get close to people. I didn't need to be around people that had wisdom, because I already know that already. Like, I don't need to be near that person. I already know the scripture. Like the scripture you just said right now, about how God, like, detests the proud and he opposes the proud.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, nah, like, I know that. Like, of course he is, and I'm good, you know, and that was such a danger. And that's what pride is. You can't see it sometimes. Some of you may be watching right now, and you may not recognize that you have pride. And that's something that I really struggled with, because I was the same as you. I felt like, no, I don't have pride. I'm good. And that's where the biggest danger comes from.
Yeah.
You know, it stops you from being humble. It stops you from recognizing that you need God. Yeah. It stops you from praying to God, saying, God, I need your help here, because you think I'm good enough for this. You know, I was built for this. I can speak, or I can go to work. I can be the mom. I could be the father. I can be the son. All based off just because of your experience instead of, you know, your dependency on God.
You know, let's talk a little bit about, like, how pride blinds, because you said something very important and something so key, where you were doing stuff for God, not recognizing that you had pride. So pride's really like an armor, right? What is it doing? It's self-protection. So it protects itself. And I love what you said, that it's self, right? That's pride. You think of it yourself. So there's so much self-absorption, right? We're consumed with self. What are people going to think? Maybe there's rejection at the heart and we don't want anybody to see that. Or we don't want to be rejected. So therefore, we wear this pride armor, you know? And it's just a cover-up, really, right?
It is,
It's so funny because I think maybe we're guarding our heart for fears. Do you think that fear could be a root?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, when fear and pride coming together is, they're just like the powerhouse for the enemy to attack us, because we're so afraid of what will happen if we trust God. We're so afraid because we can't tell what's in our future. And God's like the God of our future. He's the beginning and the end. But what pride does is you lose the truth. You lose what God says to you, and you hold on to these lies, saying, oh no, like, how am I going to pay this next bill? You know, where am I going to go to work? Like, what's going to happen tomorrow? You know, and all these fears start to pollute your mind. And you're like, okay, well, I have to do something. I have to go apply to all these jobs. I have to go out. I have to work hard because I can't do this and God can't sustain me. And so that's what pride does. You lose truth. You lose what God says about you. You begin to just forget all that. And you just begin to live in a daze. That feeling like that the devil is the one that's speaking the truth. And you believe the lies. You believe what people say about you. Like, oh no, like, look at your life. Like, there's no way you're going to succeed. And you're like, yeah, you know, you're right. Instead of holding on to God's truth. So that's what pride does. Pride doesn't allow you to hold on to the truth of God. And you hold on to everything else.
And you know what's interesting is that when you are in pride, you now begin to do things on your own. Like you said, you're no longer depending on God. But humility gives you grace. And grace is the power of God. Really, truly, you know what grace is? Grace is God's protection, God's joy, God's peace, the fullness of everything that God is, that is grace. Picture a closet and grace is in there. And grace has everything that you need. Answers, miracles, breakthroughs, everything that you're needing, provision, you know, anything that you're needing, grace gives it to you. That is the grace of God. So what happens oftentimes is that when we're walking in humility, we have access to that. And pride locks the door to the grace of God. So now we're sweating, and we're sweating, and we work hard, and we're doing things now on our own, lying to ourselves, thinking that God is really with us, but in reality, He's not. And you know how you know you feel light when you have humility? There's just a lightness to you. There's no burdens. You know, it's truly just God that is sustaining you. And it says, under His mighty hand. Under His mighty hand. When we are in humility, you're literally under the mighty hand of God. I mean, think about His hand. He holds the universe. You know, everything that we need is at our own disposal if we just humble ourselves under His mighty hand. You know, one of the things, and I want you to make this point at the end of this segment, but I want you to talk to the people of what is at the heart. Why do you think pride started, or in your personal life, why did pride start? I think for my own life, I think I picked up, I was afraid of failure. I was afraid to fail. And I think that that is when I began to wear the armor of pride. I didn't want to fail. I didn't, I was afraid of it. And rather than giving that fear to God, because it's really a fear that is unhealthy, right? Which is a sign of a hardened heart. But if you give that to God, He can help you there, because He's the God of your destiny. How about for yourself? What would you say? Why did you start wearing pride?
My pride, it came a lot from just the fear of rejection. You know, I wanted to make sure I did everything right. That way people wouldn't reject me. Yeah. That way I wouldn't get hurt. So I was just, you know, protecting my heart, saying I know if I do all these things and I sustain myself and I work hard, and then in that way now I can just be around the people and they'll accept me and they'll approve of me. And so that's where pride really crept in, because I just wanted to be accepted. I wanted to be approved. And I felt like I needed to put it in my own hands. Wow. And I also didn't want to get hurt. So I knew that if I did all the right things that looked right on the surface, then people can't hurt me because I was good. So you can't tell me how bad I am because I did everything right.
Wow.
You know, so it was just a guard for my heart. And that's what didn't allow God to creep in. And I guess the final thing, like I kind of want to say, is just how most importantly is like humility allows you to access the presence of God.
Totally.
You know, so much more than anything, like we talked, like the provisions and all of that, like all that is just secondary to being able just to enjoy his presence. And I feel that now as pride is being washed away from me, I feel like now I'm able to enter into a deep level of his presence that I've never been able to before. Mm. With pride, I was so surface with God, you know, because I would say the words like, God, I believe in you, I trust you. I would sing all these songs, but deep in the heart, they weren't true. Mm. And now when they become true through humility, now, like, God, I just feel so much closer to God. And I feel like so alive, awakened. I live with joy. I live with peace. I'm a better father. I'm a better husband. I'm a better leader. I'm a better everything because I have that presence with God.
That is powerful.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to leave you with this last point. He says, humble yourselves, not only under the mighty hand of God, but he also tells us there to submit to one another. Mm-hmm. And I think when we have pride, we don't want to submit to each other.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm right. You're wrong. Or we have this selfish kind of lifestyle living where I don't think of my brother, or I'm not thinking of my sister, or I don't think of my wife or my husband, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
But we're thinking of self.
Yeah.
And I think pride just leaves you in that self-absorption. Mm-hmm. You know, that's powerful. Thank you for sharing.
Yes, no, you're welcome.
This is a powerful segment that I think that we're going to have to come back and do a part two, because humility has so many attributes and so many characteristics, and there's power in walking in humility. And I believe now more so than ever, God is calling the body of Christ to soften their heart, because many of you maybe have had a hardened heart. And because of that hardened heart, now we're walking in pride. So let's pray for them.
Yes.
Yeah. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray for the viewers, God. And we just declare today, Father, that there will be a state of humility upon your people. I pray today, God, that you will begin to go into the depths, and that you, through this means and this podcast, God, hearing Felix and hearing me, God, that there will be just a state of brokenness and surrender, and that people would come to a place of realization that pride is very real and it's always knocking on our doors and it's always present, but that your people would choose humility every day, and that we would clothe ourselves every day, just like we put on, God, Lord, a clothing of righteousness, God, or we put on our own physical clothing, that every day we choose to clothe ourselves with humility. God, I pray for your people, God, and I declare that this is a podcast that brings conviction, Father, and that your people would choose correctly, God. We just pray for your people. We call the grace of God over those, God, that have chosen to walk in humility. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. We call your presence right there in every place, every location, God, wherever people are listening to us through any means, God. We thank you, God, for your presence in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We love you guys, and we will see you next time.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.